Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is on the air. Never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is a call to arms for those American patriots who, in the tradition of our founding fathers, will stand up now to defend the Constitution and the liberties that it guarantees to each citizen, to each of us. That is our mission, to explain in a clear and concise manner the direct effect of each issue on the individual, on you personally, not some anonymous being in a distant place, and to define in no uncertain terms the consequences of inaction. Let the battle begin.
My guest on Freedom Forum Radio is Howard Hutchinson, a property rights activist and executive director of the Coalition of Arizona New Mexico Counties for Stable Economic Growth. You know, Howard, you're touching on all the really critically important points. Before we go any further, though, I'd like to go back to the whole concept of global warming and climate change. You've talked about it. You talked about CO2 and methane and things like that. You know, climate on Earth has been changing since Earth was formed. Some people estimate the Earth is approximately 2 billion years old. There certainly was a time when the surface temperature was 430,000 degrees. Geologists are sure of that. A mere 20,000 years ago, where I am sitting right now, was covered by a glacier 2 miles thick. Well, that glacier is not here now. And there were no coal-fired electric plants and SUVs and things like that 20,000 years ago. So an intelligent person would look at all of this, and what they would say is, well, obviously climate is changing whether man is present or not. I don't know whether there was man or human beings present on North America 20,000 years ago. They were probably in the African continent, North Africa, and things like that. But the point is, 20,000 years ago, you really couldn't have had a community of any kind on a 2 mile thick glacier. So something changed without man being involved. And sure, it's cosmic forces that go on in the entire solar system. The sun is our primary source of energy, and it is certainly reasonable to imagine that our distance from the sun, solar activities, and things of that nature really can affect the actual average temperature on Earth, not carbon dioxide. And to go one step further, I mean, water vapor really is the largest gas that traps heat on Earth. It's 30,000 parts per million in the atmosphere, as opposed to carbon dioxide is 440. So in terms of greenhouse gas effects, water vapor is far more effective than carbon dioxide. Isn't that so? What we need to do is be intelligent about this whole thing. And once we come to understand that mankind is not making these changes, then all the rest of this becomes a truly obvious scam to take away our property and our rights and make a small bunch of people extremely wealthy.
Well, and it's interesting that whenever they set these schemes up and they promote the fear out there, they set target dates. In the state of New Mexico, we have to reduce below 2018 emissions by 2035. And we have to, you know, we have to meet a target for that. And then we have to have full implementation by 2050. And Bill Gates, in the Breakthrough Energy website itself, it says that we must be carbon neutral by 2050. Well, 2050, you know, I guess you could be carbon neutral if you had enough money to buy credits to offset all of your carbon emissions. And I could, or you could, or any of your listeners could be carbon neutral, providing we had enough carbon credits to offset what we were producing, which would be considered normal. California, Oregon, and Washington, and now the state of New Mexico. And for your listeners, other states are seriously considering this right now. So keep your eyes open. You do not want to have a clean fuel standards adopted in your state. We also have the nation at the national level. EPA has just recently enacted their final rule called the Multi-Pollutant Emission Standards for model years 2027 and later for light duty and medium duty vehicles. What that means is that by 2027, when all of these people who are enacting this are out of office, we will have these fuel standards that we will have to live under in the state of New Mexico. During the legislative session, it was estimated that it would increase fuel cost, gasoline and diesel, by as much as 40 to 80 cents a gallon. And that is a conservative estimate. I don't know about what 40 to 80 cents a gallon will mean back in your country, but out here in the West, I just made a 250-mile trip just to get to an airport in the state of New Mexico. I will have to make a 250-mile trip to return home when I come back. So what it means is those of us who are living in rural areas, especially in the West, we won't be able to live there. What will happen? We will have to sell our property in these rural areas. Of course, we have a willing buyer that has $300 million a year to spend on purchasing property all over the United States. And we will have to sell out and move into the urban areas where we will be stacked up in high rises and will be much easier to control.
Well, that really is, that's the goal of the Wildlands Project, isn't it? If you look at the Wildlands Project map, most of the United States is wild. It's not populated. Human activity is not allowed. And they're small little islands of real estate in which human beings can live. And that really is the goal, is to get us out of rural areas, to push us all into cities, into high-rise cities. They call it 15-minute cities. And that's, once you have all of humanity there, they're very easy to control. You control everything. You control the food supply primarily is what you're going to control, and pretty much everything else about life. And so it's really basically going to be a FEMA camp or a concentration camp. You call it whatever you want. But that's what the goal is of the global elite like Bill Gates. And believe me, that's what galls me the most, is that he's not going to be living in a city. He's not going to be forced off his land. He's going to force us off ours.
Yeah, he has a Hawaiian island all to himself. An entire island. So, yeah, and why? You know, we often ask these questions. So why do we have serial killers? Why do we have psychopaths out in the world? Why do these people exist? And why do they choose to prey on their fellow human beings? And is there truly an existential threat from global warming? What I've been able to glean from multiple science papers is that if we are experiencing anthropogenic or human-caused global warming, it's the most wonderful thing that could have happened. Warm is good. Warm allows us to produce more agricultural products and feed more people. We've been told that we have an overpopulation problem. Well, I just heard the other day that globally we have now reached net zero population growth. What that means and what it has meant for a number of nations around the world, such as Japan, they are actually in population decline. The United States reached zero population growth naturally within the nation in 1970. And yet that hype continues that we have an overpopulation problem. That is not another one of the existential threats that has been foisted upon us in order to generate fear and panic us like lemmings over the cliff.
Ted Turner, a number of years ago, he said that the ideal population for Earth was about 250 million people. He then upped it to 500 million people. How generous of him to do that. Well, that means about 7 billion people are going to have to go to reach the number that he proposes. And I guarantee you he does not expect to be in the number of people that are no longer present. And that's really the essence of what's going on. You have a small group of people who have enormous greed and a lust for power. That's what this is all about. They want to rule Earth. And to do so, they're going to kill off as many of us as we can, steal our land, force us to live in basically slavery. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, to me, living on this planet, one has to be humble. These people are not humble. These people don't have a drop of humility. You know, with the human lifespan sitting where it is right now, once a person gets to be about 80 years old, and I'm rapidly approaching that myself, what good would I incur by making the remaining population on the planet miserable for the rest of their lives? I can't even fathom that. I can't fathom that lack of humility. In fact, it's just the opposite of humility that is occurring. And these people believe that they should be able to control everybody else's life, even though their life is limited, just like everybody else. I guess the old saying is, these people put their pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. And yet, when people like Rockefeller, the original Rockefeller, was asked by his biographer, just how much more money do you need to have? And Rockefeller's response was, just one more dollar. And that it kind of points to what their thinking is. I don't have any problem with anybody making whatever amount of money they want to in their lifetime. But the reality is happiness is not driven by how many dollars one has in one's pocket when you die. To me, it is how much happiness did I have during my short time spent on this.
My guest on Freedom Forum Radio is Howard Hutchinson, a property rights activist and executive director of the Coalition of Arizona New Mexico Counties for Stable Economic Growth. Like you, Howard, I mean, in a free market economy, I am perfectly fine with anyone earning as much as they want to or as much as they can. That's what the free market is about, as long as they're not doing so fraudulently, stealing from people. If they're honest in business and work hard and are enormously successful, if they invent things that are financially beneficial to them and financially beneficial, make life better for everyone else, have at it. That's fine. There's nothing at all wrong with that. But once you get that money, when you have enough to live the rest of your life without worrying where your next dollar is coming from, if you do own an island in Hawaii, go live there and leave the rest of us alone. That's what you need to do.
Well, that is so true. And you just wonder, well, you know, why wouldn't Mr. Gates want to do that? I know that personally, I have benefited from a number of people who are fabulously wealthy because I worked for them. They provided me with a job. And I was thankful to have that put a roof over my head and fed myself and my family. And if they happened to become wealthy, I would not have had a job. So no, I am not envious. I have many friends that are in that category that are just fabulously wealthy. Many of those people that I know that are in that category are fabulously happy. And they are fabulously generous with the money that they have made. And I think they have had a just reward for a life well lived.
What you've mentioned really is that there is a very fine line between charity out of the goodness of your heart and spending your money for the purpose of controlling others. That really is what we're talking about here. The word that comes to my mind is megalomania. And that's what people like Bill Gates and Al Gore, the Clintons, and the rest of that crew, that's what they suffer from. They just cannot be hands off. I mean, you have enough money. Help the poor. Educate people who are uneducated. Make sure people have places to live that they can afford to live. Do all the good things, but you have to stop when it comes to trying to control the lives of everyone on the planet. That just doesn't cut it for me.
Well, the idea that there's an economic warfare and economic manipulation taking place on the planet has manifested itself in global conflicts throughout history. Now, I mean, we can call them, you know, like World War I, World War II, World War III. Those are just the modern manifestations of conflagrations that have encompassed major populations of the world for years, centuries in many cases. And that economic manipulation, we can look, we have global enemies now. We have economic enemies. Those that claim that Marxism or fascism or socialism would be a utopia for all people on the planet only if we could get rid of capitalism. Capitalism is interfering with that utopia from manifesting itself. So those global enemies oftentimes make large monetary contributions to the major environmental groups, to other philanthropic type organizations, into colleges to manipulate the minds and impressive young people. And they spend that money gladly in this economic warfare. And it happens at our national level. And people don't recognize the manipulation that is taking place that can be purchased. And that purchased propaganda really drives a lot of these problems.
And that concludes another episode of Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum. Join the battle on our website, www.drdansfreedomforum.com. The right to own private property that cannot be arbitrarily confiscated by the government is the moral right and constitutional basis for individual freedom.
Everything gonna be